And as for my experience through the fellowship, I would say that on the overall it was good. I've been involved with VACAN professionally, but I've never had the time to just stop and listen to all the to the session from the beginning to the end. So that was good for me. I learned a lot. And I must say that it was a bit weird also and lost, because I did not find the group that really fit me for my personal interests and what I came here to look for. So I was a bit weird. So I say, okay, maybe I should do a paradigm shift and try to learn more about the infrastructure side than the content management. And then this morning, just Fadi cleared all my doubts with his speech about how we say polycentric internet government, and the board member talking about internet governance on the governments, on the issues that they are going to tackle, and that they are working on it, and a group will be formed the coming month, I don't know. So this is something to follow up, and I think that's good.
Hi, this is Sutendra from India. I was the guy who was the late on the very first day. So, besides having a background in software engineering, I was not actually very much aware of the ICANN, just as far as it goes, related to, you know, the DNS system, the naming system. I was not much aware how much policy tussle goes behind, you know, like coming out with those naming systems. And I got a taste of that just yesterday in one of the sessions. This program has been, you know, quite good for me as far as expanding, you know, the horizon of your knowledge is concerned. I came to know about various constituencies that are actually involved in this process, and since since I was not involved with any of the internet societies in India, it's only at this place that I actually got the opportunity to meet the bigwigs of who are the major players, you know, in controlling or governing the internet in India. And I hope that I will continue after going back to India. I will, you know, get in touch with those guys and continue to work towards, you know, this policy making space, especially in India on the internet. And I will also be we actually had co-founded an organization in India that used to involve young people in policy making, though not exactly the internet policies, but the general policies. And I think that I will start a new kind of department in my organization that will start working towards, you know, policy making in internet space and involving young people into that. Yeah, that's it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Janice. Yeah. And thank you very much, my coach, Wisdom.
There you go. A man of few words himself, so that makes perfect sense. Where are we over here?
Hi, hello. All right, I just want to start with what Spence said, you know, just being here and meeting all of you. I think that was first and foremost the best experience. I love interacting with all of you. From, I think my friend in the back here, she used the word empowerment, and I think that's what I take away from this, being able to walk into a room and be invited as a fellow or as a member of the public to sit down and participate in a working group on what will chart the future of the internet going forward. I think that was a real empowering experience. I fully support everything what Charles said with respect to, you know, how we should be able to, you know, find our way, just be able to find our way along the road. I just want to share one experience. Yesterday we went out, and you encouraged us to go out, yeah. So, and we were lost, and we had to immerse ourselves in the city. We had to get lost, and some tried to use a map, and some tried to use intuition. But at the end of the day, by the time we got back to the hotel, 12 o'clock at night, we were all amazed at how much we had accomplished in that day. So just take that into perspective.
So that was like rough consensus on how to get back related to ICANN
Hello, thank you so much. I'm Charles, first fellow from Kenya. It's been a wonderful experience to me, getting lost, the confusion on the meetings, and even the rooms itself. The first 2 days I was almost getting lost, although at the third day I found my way through. What I would like to say is that the experience of ICANN, the unstructured way of the meetings is actually good, and I like it. Because the way it is, it gives somebody the ability to think and to focus on your own rather than to be guided. And that's is a very proper way of somebody to actually get focused by himself. Because if you want to teach a child, if you hold a child's hand and take him through wherever he wants to go, he'll never learn anything. But if you will grow up in the dark, look for your ways on your own, you learn even more than when you are guided. So I like it so much, and it actually helped me a lot. What I'd like to say is that what I'm seeing from the fellows of ICANN is that we don't have diversity. For example, disadvantaged groups, we are lacking, missing within the constituencies. I think that's something you should consider in the future, getting some other people who are disadvantaged to join the groups, because that's a part of the constituencies. What I'd like to say is that the multi-stakeholder process is a good one for me. I've had some experience from my country, where I'm the chair of ISOC. I've held several governance, internet governance meetings, processes, and it's been a challenge. And at times, we normally discuss issues and we never reach conclusions. And what I see with ICANN is that they try to get solutions for those discussions. So actually, no, I like that process, because there's so many issues that are in the internet space that the solutions for people argue this idea, but I can try to get people together with diverse opinions and ideas and try to arrive at solutions. So, you know, internet governance processes that we normally have in our own country, things have given me some, as a chair, if I haven't to go back again, I'll have to try and focus on to I was just discussing, I shall try to get discussions and get solutions in the ICANN way. Another thing I would like to say is that it's a very heavy task still for me. Like when I came, people were asking me now, you're going to there, how do we benefit? You know, I've been trying to stream live whatever we session are. I mean, also participate in the back at home. And it's been a very good opportunity for them. They've been sending emails and, you know, enjoying it all along. I give you thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. This is Fawaz from Pakistan. This ICANN fellowship has been a great benefit for me. Overall, I had a very good experience so far. I have learned a lot. The best thing about this fellowship is you get to meet to different people belonging to different fields. It gives you an opportunity to network with other people. I get to meet with some of the alumni who were, in the ICANN last year. And I had a chance to basically talk to them and discuss about some future research based on my expertise. Other than that, I would like to thank Mama Jay for this. For her help throughout the program, and ICANN particularly for providing me the fellowship and the opportunity to come here and meet with you all people. Thank you very much.
From South Africa. The two words that I have for this experience, one is open space, and that is really a lot about the opportunity to explore. It's one of the few organizations where you know, when you read about it, it says human rights is not our issue. But still, there is an open space to have that conversation and dialogue about it. And I just truly appreciate that. And probably why we now, you know, are hearing Fadi talking about polycentric organization and leadership, because it truly is about that, you know, creating that open space for people to debate and explore and eventually land where they are supposed to. So that's just one thing. I mean, I came in here just so convinced, and even in talking with my coach Sal, that I was going to land in NCUC. And I actually, like Lawrence, found that I really enjoyed Afrelo and African at large, and ended up spending the whole day with them yesterday and just really participating them. The second word is generosity. I just find the ICANN community to be quite generous with their time, with their talent, with their wisdom, and that's really rare, and something that I hope that we emulate as well, or rather have an opportunity to emulate, because we know that the world changes not just by our opinions, but by our example. And so, you know, just sometimes doing you is just such a great example for someone who's not even actively watching what it is you're doing. So that generosity and spirit and sharing and it's just absolutely something that's very rare. So I'm still puzzled as to why the fellowship is such a well-kept secret, because that's that. And that sort of leads me to basically saying that, you know, what I'm taking from this is, you know, where you enter at ICANN, bring a chair just in case there's no room at the table for you, but leave the door open for others to come in. So, you know, hopefully we become the ambassadors to bring everyone in who needs to be part of the ICANN fellowship. The structure was a little difficult, I will say, in terms of just the fellowship activity structure, and that's nothing to do with anything that needs to change, a lot to do with just being an introvert. Any type of group work is always going to be something I have to really talk myself into, and at 7 in the morning, that's a little harder, but it's necessary, so I appreciate that. I think that the thing I miss the most about this group is that the way that we are seated every day changed every day, and it didn't give us an opportunity as fellows to get to know each other. I found myself going to the wiki page to see if any fellows have put in their bios, just to learn a little bit more about my colleagues around the room. I think we missed that completely. The booth was excellent. I think I ran into Benjamin my first day on Saturday, and he just gave me the quick rundown, which was really great. And I agree with everyone, reading and taking the course in advance is really great, so that once I got here, I kind of knew exactly where I wanted to go and what I wanted to explore. So just overall, you know, just the room setup, I think, for me was the biggest difficulty, especially because the schedule, the descriptions of the sessions, I just found them not to be very helpful. They didn't seem to quite match what really happened in the rooms. So being able to have an opportunity to talk with each other and debrief with each other would have been extremely helpful. Thank you.
I would express what I saw and what I experienced in ICANN in multiple words. Commitment, holistic engagement, hardworking, spirit of giving back, whether chairs or fellows, and wonders. Until now, I have a lot of wonders, and appreciation to ICANN and to Janice, who made my experience here, and to your dedication, and to express my appreciation to all the fellows here, and I really feel honored to be among such personalities and knowledge. I just want to add something to suggest in the newcomer session. You gave introductory about the perspectives of ICANN, or the different constituencies and supporting groups. If you can add introductory about the burning topics, that are discussed in the sessions, even included in the fellowship meetings each day. It will be very useful because to determine what sessions we want to attend. Also, I realize very well the investment of ICANN on us, and I would not apply again if I'm not sure that I can dedicate to this organization. And I'm already interested, but really it demands time and mental and physical effort. Thank you.
Question. Excuse me, Janice, can I share my experience before we go into... Okay. Well, I'm Sam from Lebanon. As I told you before, I have a very technical background, and I came here with a very specific objective. First, to represent my ccTLD.lb and to meet other people and see how they are working on their country code top-level domain. And this week was extremely fruitful and beneficial to me. I met a lot of interesting and impressive people from different countries. Who shared their experiences with me, mainly from New Zealand, from Canada, from ethnic France. And also, one of my objectives here was to find a registry platform for our web interface, for our country code, and I had the chance to find it. What I was doing here on my computer for the last couple of days, I installed it on one of our servers, and some folks from my country are right now working on it, checking all the features, and they're sending me their comments and their questions so I can get the chance to address them here directly with the people. So this week was extremely important to me, and thank you for inviting me and being here. On the other hand, also, I had the chance to understand the real meaning of multi-stakeholder concept, which is implemented in ICANN, and I believe this concept should be implemented in every country, when it comes to managing the internet governance or the TLDs in every country. In my country, for example, in Lebanon, this initiative started when Fadi visited Lebanon last year, and he founded an organization that we called LINC, Lebanese Internet Network Community, whose role is to put the basics of internet governance and for the registry and ccTLD, et cetera. And we're working in that direction. So again, thank you for being here. Thank you, Janice, for all the work. And nice meeting you, all people.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Janice. Just a few comments. First of all, I want to make a point on the structure of the fellowship itself. You have the morning sessions, which are like a workshop. Here I'm saying there is no excuse for one to say that they were confused in a workshop, because you enter into a workshop, you are learning, you don't know anything. Then you have the second part, that's the meetings that were being held by the constituencies after 10 o'clock onwards. Here, you enter into the meeting, you don't fit into an agenda of a meeting that has been going on for some time. I put this point across to Janice a few days ago to say that there must be a way for the constituencies to try to bring fellows on board when they enter into those meetings. They acknowledge that you are new and you are an observer, but they don't have the time to bring you up to board to be at the same wavelength when they do the discussions. Then it begs the question, what's the value then of attending such meetings, or should we extend our morning sessions to be a full day and learn about ICANN in a workshop type of environment? Then the other thing I wanted to raise also was the issue that was raised by FAD, that he is contemplating to ask board members or retired board members to step in as mentors. And I was saying to myself, hold on, FAD, are you not recycling the same people, the same old people in ICANN? And I think Janice, please take this message to him. He will be recycling the same old people, and yet there is new blood which is willing to do the work of ICANN. We are here, we want to be mentors. And these new fellows also want to have a chance to be mentors. So, I don't know. Take it to FAD. Thank you, Janice.
Thank you, Janice. I already shared some experience, but I have final comments about in the opening ceremony, the former advisor of the President, Bill Clinton, commented the next few months will be a crucial and impact period in the history of the internet. So now I think that after this completed the first fellowship, the next few months are very much important and crucial for the fellows like us. How can we enhance our knowledge with the ICANN? I think this is the very much important. So this is my final comments.
Hi all, Alfred Auna, ICANN fellow, first time. Okay, I will start by saying that before coming here, I have a precise idea of which organization I have to be a member. Why? Because with my first mentor, because I have two mentors, Edwin, he will make a good preparation. When you start searching for information for ICANN, you have a lot of information. So since the beginning, I asked him, how he can help us, we are the group, to get step-by-step information related to ICANN. So he made a plan. So each week we start with one topic, and each week there was question, there was quiz related to those topics. So I think it helped me personally a lot. So I think on the last meeting, before the last meeting, he asked all of us which organization you want to belong to. So for me it was clear, I say IETF the first time. The last meeting, he asked me again. I say IETF. So when I come here, I was expecting that there will be a presentation like for other organizations like CNA country goal supporting organization, but I noticed that for the ITF there was no kind of presentation. And I asked him, I think 2 days ago, and he explained that the ITF meeting are different from the ICANN meeting. So personally, I'm not sure that, it's not sure that I will apply again for the fellowship of ICANN. I will go to the ITF International Society Fellowship. So that's the my okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mathias Ungbo, first time fellowship from Benin. Before this week, as technical, ICANN is like a black box. I want to explain. I know it works, but I don't know how it works. But after this day, I can say it's false. I can say ICANN is transparency box. It's driven by community, and so it's easier to us to participate in ICANN activity. So I want to share two words with you. No, three. Community, transparency, and open. But I noticed something. ICANN is mostly English-oriented in communication with other parties like CCTLD. I asked some people in Benin why we don't have root server. Why we don't have root server in Benin? They say Benin Telecom, who is the most principal ISP in Benin, received a contract from ICANN in English. And the boss of Benin Telecom can't sign the document because it is in English. But today, I received a mail from Yaovi, and I think it's moved because the mail talk about a new process in communication from ICANN with other parties. They plan to translate documents in other language for these different organizations. So I want to thank you, ICANN, for this effort. And this week is very, very interesting. So thank you, Janice. Thank you, ICANN.
Okay, I think we can do this. I think we can get out of here. You guys, in all seriousness, excellent comments. Very much appreciated. I've taken notes. We have a transcript. Some of the things that I've heard today are exactly why you need to be here, and another reason is why you don't need to come back. If you've come here and you've gotten what you need, and you've used the program for what it's here to do in one sense, is get you here, get you understanding, and go out and make something happen that needs to happen related to the internet, not a dating service so much, that didn't need to happen, but just more like about the internet, that's it. Networking the halls, that made things happen for you. That's it. That's wonderful. That's great. If you are one of the ones who said, you know, still felt lost and confused 2 or 3 days in, you know, welcome. Please apply a second time. Come back through. Focus. You know, there's so many different opportunities. But it was great to hear your thoughts about how the week was, what impressed you and what didn't, things on the website, things I can do with the newcomers, things I can do with the coaches, things I can do with how we go through our week. Really important. I take it to heart. Kartik, Kartik, oh my God. Zakir, I have Kartik on my mind. Zakir, want to bring us home? Wrap it up? Can you do it? You can do it. I leave it to a coach to wrap it up, bring us home, get us the heck out of here.
Okay, this is Zakir, everybody. Okay, we've been getting so many questions and comments, and this time the comments and discussions were actually revolving around this mentorship and coaches thing, because this was the first time you were actually trying this. As you heard Fadi telling this morning, that we do not actually learn wisdom at school. We learn it from people through networking and, interacting with people. So you guys should not be expecting to learn everything about internet governance and, I can throughout this 1 week. You should actually, this is just a gateway to a whole new world of internet innovation and, internet governance. So think of this fellowship program as a start. We came all the way from different parts of the world. This is fellowship. Now we have a new world ahead, right? So you think of this just a gateway. You now have entered. And don't panic. Don't be in a hurry. Just go to your homes, take some rest, and then probably 2 months. I'm telling just because of my own experience. Probably 2 or 3 months, you would be able to decide what exactly is the place for me in ICANN. And by the way, it's probably 10 months or almost 1 year. I haven't yet decided for myself which exactly is the place for me in ICANN. So don't be in a hurry and don't get yourself confused. Again, wisdom is sitting in front of me. So let me say, it was Fadi was saying, you do not learn wisdom, right, at school. You learn it through passion. So we say in fellowship, you in addition to learning wisdom, you also get the opportunity to meet wisdom. So, yeah. So with this, I think we will finish it. I thank you all. Thank you very much.